This is Global Air Force with your host, Jim Rome.
Thank you for tuning in to Global Radio. On today's program, we have a most unusual experience, a look into the demonic powers, the spiritual principalities that we read about in Ephesians 6:18. Our minister today is David Hogan from Freedom Ministries. David Hogan.
So here's my battle. My battle is how to not run over you, because there are some things that's going on around you that you're completely oblivious to. If I wouldn't have had the experience that I've got, that I would see them either. So what I'm here to tell you to do is listen to the voice of God and do what it says regardless of the opinion of men. But you also need guidance. You need people to help you and guide you as you're getting started. So it gets complicated. A number of years ago, I sent my son Joseph to a similar event as this. In those days, it was called the School of the Holy Ghost. That's what it's called in those days. And, you know, he was raised with us in the field in Mexico. He was with me, I don't know how many times, when the dead raised, when the blind saw, when the lame stood straight up and legs grew out and they walked. And so let me tell you how it went for my son. Now, my son got his degree. So now he's back with us in the field. I was so happy to have him back. I could not tell you how awesome it was to have my son walking the trails with me again. So we're going to church one day, and he says, Dad, I need a block of land. I said, what are you talking about? I want you to give me some churches. Now listen to what he said. He said, wherever it's the hardest, wherever the witchcraft, the battle is the greatest, and where the people are the most difficult, that's what I want. I said, I can help you with that. Because here he is, he's brilliant kid. He always has been, you know, to me, because I'm dad, so. So I sliced out a block of land. I said, from this place to this place, this one to this one, you can have it. Now, what we have in there is probably 100 churches. So I'll give you 10 years, and I want 300 churches. And I said to him, help yourself. Show us old people how to do the job. It's right to give you a chance. It's right to give you responsibility. It's okay with the Father for us to stand there and let you run into a few walls and burn down a few things. It's okay. And if we can't, God can. So I can't tell you, I'm out there with him. I sliced him out this block of land. And now he's trying to become a man, trying to stand on his own two feet, trying to be a man of God in an impossible scenario. Because I did exactly what he asked for. I gave him the hardest thing to chew. He told me. As soon as he told me, my eyebrow went up. Because I know the place he wants to go is merciless, hard, murderers, rapists, pillagers. They're awful people. This is what I said to him. Go get them, boy. You need the chance to prove your salt. But you also need me to back you. And you need the authority that's in place in the Holy Ghost to back you. I'm all for you getting out there and being bright and shining and having a chance and having a great time. Because any soldier worth their salt don't take it when they get whooped. They get right straight up, spit the blood out. And tell them, orale, chavos. I was so happy. I cannot describe to you how authentic I felt inside that another generation of my family was taking hold of the reins. I've been shot. I've been left for dead many times, beat to death with clubs and rocks, imprisoned. You have no idea. But instead of being ashamed and afraid, I thought, I'm in the back of the line at the very end because I was crying so much because I was so blessed. I was watching my son lead us. That was my dream. Every now and then I'd watch his head, he'd turn to see where I was at. And I'm in the back. And we're rolling along, right? Going through the jungle, climbing the mountains, going to church. What I've been doing for years and years. Now I got me some new blood out there. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I was so up in the emotion of it, you know, being blessed and so forth. I don't know how these men that were in front of me, I don't know how they missed them, those guys. Out of the blue, this joker jumped. He just jumped off a cliff and hit me up here. Now, I'm on the ground with this guy. I had no idea. I never saw him. I just felt it when he hit me. And so when that joker hit me, I don't react. I forgive you, praise the Lord. That's not my reaction. My reaction is grab the joker by the throat, put my knee down on him and rear back, fixing to take him apart. And of course, you'd be a better Christian than me. I'm sure of it. Just you're not out there doing it, so you can't talk, can you? I mean, I'm reared back on him, and that's when one of my main pastors said, "No, hermano David, no lo mates. No, brother David, don't kill him." So I reached and got him by the throat and picked him up. I said, "What's the matter with you jumping on me off a cliff like that?" And then it's when he brought it up to me. He says, "I took the chance." I said, "You did take a chance. That is the truth. What do you want?" He said, "They told me that your God can do anything." I said, "Whoever they are, they didn't lie to you. Your method needs work, but your words are true." So he says, "My mama is dying." I said, "Listen, that's what we do for a living, is we heal the sick. You don't have to jump on me and scare me where I'll break you in half." I said, "What's wrong with your mama?" That's the question. That's the right question. Here's what he said to me. "Mi mamá está embrujada, bewitched. My mother is bewitched by demons." I said, "Seguro. ¿Qué tipo de demonio?" "Well, is that so? What kind of demons are they?" He said to me, "Tiene espinas." Espinas? I don't know how y'all say it here, but that means thorns where I live. "She's got thorns?" He said, No. "No es espina. Es cueros. Cuernos. Es más grande que espinas. Horns. Bull horns." I said, "Where does she have these bull horns at?" Okay, now, you've never heard this in your life. I'm going to tell you the problem, and I'm going to also tell you how to fix it. Because I'm blasted by the emotions of my son leading us, you know, and all of this, and I'm grateful to be in the party and be part of what's happening. But once I found out what the Holy Ghost's job was for the day, that changes everything. Now, a novice ain't going to lead me to battle. I ain't going to battle with no novice. You understand novice? You a novice. A new guy that has no experience. Lots of energy. Really believe you understand what's going on, but you can't do anything except create bigger problems. Because you don't throw novices at no principality. You only throw the Holy Ghost at a prince. I said, "Where's your village?" He told me. I said, "All right, we're going to this village over here, and then we'll come back by your place on the way." It was only a couple hours. So we went and did our service. And myself and the pat. Now my son, he didn't get demoted. He didn't get demoted. We just rearranged the rank. There's powers out there that hate you, and you are not equipped to fight them. There's a different world that you need to be part of, and that is the power of the gospel. Because hell don't care if you're buck naked or if you have a skirt or not, ladies. They only care that you know who Jesus is or not. So when we left the service, the village where we was at, I rearranged the battle engagement. I put my lead pastors that are with us in the front. They die first. I put all the younger guys with less experience in the back so they can run first. You have to take these things serious, and you have to know how to engage those things. And I was walking with my leadership there up in front, and we're walking slow, and everybody's engaged. We're looking, because they're coming. They don't want us in the perimeters with them. It's more real, the battle I'm fixing to tell you about, than your breath you're breathing, than this building standing here. And yet you know nothing about it. And you wonder why you don't have any power. Our God truly is a God with no limits. But you only know it because you read it in a book. I know it because I saw it with my eyes. I'm going to take you on a few hour journey in my world. Just a couple of hours. It won't be that long in talk, but it'll scare some of you, and some of you will leave over it. Goodbye. Get out. So we're going. And then one of my pastors stops. And he waited for me to catch up, and I get up there to him. ¿Qué hay? ¿Qué te pasa? ¿Por qué paraste? What's up? Why'd you stop? What's going on? And he just glanced up in a tree, like he just made a glance with his eyes, because he didn't want to scare the young guys. And I look up in the tree. As soon as we found our first fetish, now a fetish, and in a lot of ways you're better off not to know this other world, but you have no clue how to fight them or how to engage them, so they have total access to your world and beating you. That's why you need me. But God has taught me how to engage this and win. Soon as I saw the fetish, my job changed. Now the pastors get behind me. They are my sons in the faith. I'm not better than they are. I just have more experience than they do. So now I take the first bullet. And I'm harder to kill than anybody you've ever met. I'm telling you, I took a bullet in the face and God healed me and put me back in battle. I have scars from the top of my head all the way to the bottom of my feet from being clubbed with clubs and machetes. And every time God heals me and sends me back to war. The closer we got to the problem, the more fetish there was hanging in the trees. Fetish is what witchcraft uses. It's a point of contact of faith. It's hanging in the trees to draw evil spirits, to protect their work, which is kill this woman. But I'm the guy that they don't want there, because I'm not afraid of their fetishes. As I walk by each fetish, I curse it. The Lord Jesus rebuke you. The Lord Jesus rebuke you. And I'm cutting a trail in the Holy Ghost with the Spirit of God, the fire, the knife of heaven, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I'm listening to my soldiers and they're whimpering. The attack against us is so great. I'm watching grown men break and weep. I told my son, "You there, boy?" "Yes, sir." And his voice was quivering. I said, "You get in behind me and you stand ground, boy. Do you understand?" He said, "I understand, Dad." And I'm walking, squared up, rebuking demons. And then I come up on the house. The house, it's an Indian thing. It's a little bitty house, about 6 meters square, probably, may have been a little bigger, but not much. But each side of the house had witchcraft signs painted on it. I went all the way around the house, north, south, east, and west, and I touched their symbols. And here's what I said: "You're a lie. Jesus is king." And then some people came out of the house and they're trembling. I said, "What's the matter?" And he said these words to me. The guy said, "Los brujos te están esperando. Black magic warlocks are waiting on you in there." I said, "Hey, boy, I'm going in." And I turned to my son. I said, "You don't come in. You wait on me right here. But you come to the door and you watch your old man. Because me and hell are fixing a fight. And I will beat him. Do you understand? You have to understand who your God is. You have to have the power of the gospel in you. And you have to understand that you're not going to fail. Because God is with you. It don't matter what hell says. It only matters what Jesus says." So it don't matter what hell's doing. And I walk inside and I cannot believe what I see. They have a sacrificed goat hanging there. Sacrificed to the demon. Blood is everywhere. There's three guys standing there. Black magic warlocks. Soon as I stepped in, I looked at them. They went off chanting, choof, choof, throwing demons. And I just looked at them. Too late, boy. Ya demasiado tarde es. You're way too late, boys. Es porque Cristo vive. Because Jesus is alive. You have to understand how awesome that is. Well, I like my job. Can you tell yet? I said, ¿Dónde está la damnificada? The damaged lady. Where is she? And they pointed there. There was a lady over there with a blanket up to her neck. So I'm watching them witches, them warlocks. And I go over there and I pick up the blanket and throw it off the lady. Woo! Well, I can promise you, you've never seen what I saw. There's a naked lady laying there, and she has horns from right here at the base of her neck all the way down to her tailbone. She looked like a dinosaur. I did not. That is not possible. Do you understand me? What we know is logic. That is not legal. But that's not what I'm dealing with. I'm not dealing with logic and reason. I'm dealing with spiritual powers and beings that we all think is gone. They're not gone. They're in charge. The church is so weak because it's worried about whether we wear pants or not and makeup or not. That ain't no fight. A fight is a woman with horns, son. She ain't even got clothes on. Come on, wake up. Come on. You kids, I've been knowing you since you was babies. I ain't gonna lie to you, but I need you to come on with it. You're becoming adults. Now let's go. Let's bring the reign of the Holy Ghost to this planet. Because that is so odd and out of place. Even for me, and I get to see stuff. I've never seen that before. I was taken back by it, actually. So I walk over there, and I got me a hold of one of those horns, right? I just didn't believe it was real. What? And when I picked that horn up, that woman was dangling. Them things were connected to her. I don't even know what to say to you. It looked like a movie. So what do? Well, brother, praise the Lord. You say, in the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. Well, you know what you did? You just got yourself and everybody else killed. Because it's more than a quip or a quote. So it has to come from your heart. And your heart has to be given to the Father. He has to know you. It is in the name of Jesus. But from a son or a daughter of Zion. I'm telling you, that was a shock. Because I'm sitting there holding that woman. And I'm bouncing her with a horn on her back. Dude, that ain't right. That cannot be. But you see, that bewilderment, that fear that hit me whenever she'd come up with the horn and it didn't break off in my hand like it wasn't fake. That fear that hit me is where they won't end. That is the spot. Or they want to shoot inside of you, rip your faith out, and then gut you with one of those horns. The problem is different for me. When I saw that, I said, you got to be joking. And I threw the lady down, bam. And I turned to the warlocks. I said, you did this to this lady? Let's see if you can do it to me. I am what's called, yo soy un hijo de Dios. A ver si ese poder funciona. I am a son of God. Let's see if your power works on me. And I walk over to their God. Now here's your problem with me. And this is, I don't know if you should even, you might ought to edit all of this part. Because ain't nobody going to agree with you that it's right. The problem is, it worked. I walk up to their God. Now their God's hanging there, that goat, that sacrificed goat. It's dripping blood. So this is what I did. Took my hat off, walked up to their God. Bam! I butted heads with that thing. Now, I'm scary looking. I got blood all over me. See, I don't even know how he believes on this subject, but I do know this. You don't know you're going to lose. You just assume you're going to lose. I don't. I assume I'm going to win. I turned to the warlock, the first one. He's standing there, and I'm looking at him. K.I., I said. What's up? And he's chatting, curses me at me. Black magic curses. And I'm just looking at him. Now I'm laughing at him. So I took my hat off again. Bam! I headbutted the guy. I got away with it with a God. I reckon I can get away with it with these guys. Ended up headbutting all three of them. And by the time I got through headbutting everybody, I was a little dizzy, I'll say. This is so much fun to me. You have no idea how, because they're there to kill you. They are literally trying to kill you. And I'm there to laugh at them. Because they can't kill me without permission. I have something on me called the new covenant of the gospel. And hell cannot break it. Shaba, taba, shata. It takes courage to walk in faith. So what's next? What do you do now? Now you done got freaked out because you found a phenomenon that can't be real, but it is. Now you done hacked off every God that there is within 100 miles. So what do you do now? Run is out of the question. What happened is by me being that abrasive, that aggressive spiritually, I got dominance in the spirit realm. By having that kind of raw energy faith got me into the realm that we all want to be in, where Jesus says, give him what he wants. I walked over with that blanket, threw it off that lady, got straddle of her, got a hold of those horns, spoke to the horns. I said, you listen to me. I do not know where you come from. I don't have anywhere in my brain that I can think of where you might have come from. But wherever that is, I command you to go back to the person that sent you here double. You have to soldier up. And you have to put hell where it belongs, under your feet. My Bible says, God has put us to sit with Christ in the heavenly places, and all names, all principalities and powers are under our feet. That's what your Bible says. Now I expect you to live it out. I laid my hands upon the lady. I prayed for her to be healed and delivered, just like we did his daddy earlier. Say similar event. Jesus' name. Same exact Jesus' name. So what do you do now? How do you get out? How do you not die? I backed up to the door and I'm looking at my enemy. My enemy is not the horns. It's not the goat. It's those three black magic warlocks. Because they want me dead. The goat, all he did was die and bleed. The horns, they're just being obedient to what spirit brought them. So this is what I told the warlocks. You have 30 days to repent. If you don't repent, God will kill you. Man, I like that. I don't know what to say to you. I like being so far out there, there ain't nobody in the spirit realm even close to you. I like being that alone with just Jesus. So I backed out the door and I told my men, start backing away. Do not turn your back on them. Back up with your eyes fixed on your enemy. We got out there a good long ways. Everybody backing up. And I said, all right, turn, because I had everybody set up already from the what I considered to be the weakest to the strongest. I said, now turn and let's go. So we started double timing. You got to go, son, because they're coming for you. And you need distance. The further you are, the weaker they are, because that is their source. That is their ground zero. That is where they have directed all of their energy. And my God is everywhere. So if I can pull them away from their God, I have an advantage. So we came to the limits of the villages. They all have fences and gates. We got to it. They opened. We went through. I'm the last guy now because I'm the one going to take the bullet. So I'm the last guy now. I put the thing back on there and this is what I told them. If you don't know Jesus, if you've been lying to me, run. And I heard the gate the gate behind me. I heard it. So I stopped. There wasn't anybody, but there was. And when that thing closed, I told them, come here, come, everybody come. So I piled everybody up in a pile. I said, one of them guys was one of them singer people. I said, start singing the blood of Jesus. La sangre de Cristo si tiene poder. The blood of Jesus has all power. So we're singing, and it came. Now, what it turned out to be was a prince came. One of the principalities of the power of the air of the area we was in came and addressed us. And about half of the team saw him. I saw him. He manifested. He showed himself to us. And I told him, God, I said, do any of y'all see that? ¿Cuántos de ustedes ven ese demonio? About half of them responded. I said, empiecen a orar en lenguas. I said, start praying in tongues. So we did. And there's, the others are singing, and we're praying. It took about 45 minutes, but that thing wouldn't move. It was this huge ball of fire. Then it started vibrating. The more we prayed in tongues and the more they sang about the blood of Jesus, the more that thing vibrated. And then it went. Boom. It blew up all over the sky. I said, you boys okay? I said, somebody take the time. So he told me what time it was. I said, let's go. And I grabbed hold of my guy behind me, and I'm walking backwards because I'm not satisfied that the war is over. The battle, it's a battle. It's not a war. So we got out of there alive. But then, maybe two or three weeks later, I'm back out in that district, out in that area, and we're at another service, and I'm up preaching, Jesus, fuego, Cristo vive, shalababa. And all of a sudden, about 30 people walk up out of the jungle. They just walk up, they listen, they just stop, and they listen to me talk. They look at me. And then this lady walks up, straight up to me while I'm preaching. And I stop, and I'm looking at her. She said, gracias, hermano David. Thank you, brother David. Who are you? She said, you came to my house. I said, don't recognize you. Then she picked up her dress and showed me her back. She said, I'm the lady who had the horns. I said, what'd you say? And I took her dress and I'm looking at her back, and there's perfect circles. There's where those horns were. I said, what happened? She said, the exact time that thing blew up, the horns fell off on the ground. I said, why are you here? She said, why are we here? Because that God was useless. The God you serve, we want him. Do you hear the difference? I need you to hear the difference. The God of this planet, the God that they serve, is useless. These gods of religion have no power. The God you're trying to learn about, he is power. But I need every one of you to get a grip on what I'm trying to say. Jesus is king, you hear me? And ain't nothing hell has, no principality, no power, no governing or ruling spirit that can stop you. It don't matter what religion it is, don't matter what name it is, Jesus is king. So now we have another church. We started out doing church in the very room where that God was hanging. That's where we started doing church. All we had to do was take down the fetish and wash off the witchcraft decap stuff they put on there. And now it's a church building, it's all right. So what I'm here to tell you to do is listen to the voice of God and do what it says regardless of the opinion of men. I need you to wake up. I need you to allow the power of the Spirit. What I need you to do is allow the fire of the Spirit to touch your spirit. I need you to open yourself up to the glory of the kingdom of God. Can you please do that for me? Can you do that?
David Hogan from Freedom Ministries.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life.